This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get in the zone with the 49ers Web Zone. This is the No Huddle Podcast with Al, Zane, and Brian.
You know I don't like getting into social media too much and read whatever. I use it for information, and I like to post stuff. But I really don't spend a lot of time reading what people say because it can get kind of crazy. But Definitely. Maybe I have done it in the past few days. And what I'm seeing a lot of is, and I get that it's June. I get that there's not a lot to talk about. But people really trying to find faults with Brock Purdy. Oh, is he a dink and dunker? Does he have a strong enough arm? And then I saw something today where, well, you know, he didn't play well in the first half against Seattle in the playoffs. And then he only scored 19 points against the Cowboys. I have so much to say to that. First and foremost, the 49ers have not had quarterback play like him and put up points the way that he has since Steve Young. And the dude's a rookie. I don't care if he's a first-round rookie or a seventh-round rookie or a second-round rookie or a fourth. I don't care. He's a rookie. For any rookie to come in and do that, it is impressive. Jack Hammer put up a stat today from PFF. Patrick Mahomes had 70 attempts of 20 plus yards, and he did that on 748 total attempts, which was 9.4% of his attempts. Brock Purdy had 27 attempts of 20 plus yards and 233 attempts. That's 11.6%. Both of them had four TDs on throws of 20 plus yards, but we're saying he's a dink and dunker. He's not checking down. He's playing within the offense. He's not Alex Smith of 2010. He is playing within the offense, and he's a good intermediate thrower. And for the playoffs, holy shit, why are we moving the goalposts for this? Let's talk about the playoffs with Brock Purdy. Let's talk about the playoffs with Brock Purdy versus a Dak Prescott or a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Kirk Cousins. Let's talk about this. So Brock Purdy's playoff games, he started out the Seattle game, a rookie, in his first playoff game. He didn't have a great first half. He was 9-19. Looked a little shaky. The Niners were behind going into the second half. He finished the game 18 of 30 with three touchdown passes, no interceptions, in a 131.5 rating. Oh, by the way, the Niners put up 41 points, broke 30-plus points again. And as a rookie, if you have a bad first half and you bounce back like that, that's more impressive to me than playing great for four quarters, because you came out and you sucked and you made an adjustment and you came out and you played better. Now, in terms of the Dallas game, he only scored 19 points. Okay, one, if you watch that game, Dallas's front kicked the Niners' ass for three quarters. Owned absolutely the kicked the Niners' ass. Purdy's running around. And did he have some shaky throws? Sure, absolutely. But sometimes being a quarterback, it's like being a pitcher when you don't have your best stuff. You play within the game. You just get your outs. That's what Purdy did. He played within the game. He made throws when he had to. He made two big throws on third and short to seal the game. And you look at Purdy. Okay, he had a tough game against a really good defense. What did Dak Prescott do, Brian, against the 49ers last two seasons? How did Aaron Rodgers do? 10 points in the division game. How did Matthew Stafford do? Only put up 20 in the NFC Championship game. How did Jalen Hurts do? He threw for 121 yards in the NFC Championship game. When good quarterbacks play great defenses, they're, especially in the playoffs, they're not going to have these great stats unless you're the Mahomes and Allen and Burrow. And there's only four or five of those guys.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen any other way. And what do we want to compare it to? Well, let's compare it to the other bullshit we've seen in the playoffs. I'm just going to read you some stats for the last 2019, 11 for 19, 58% completion, 131 yards, one TD, one interception. 6 for 8 for 75 yards, 77 yards. 20 for 31 for 219, one TD and two touchdowns. Let's fast forward to 2021 against Dallas. 16 for 25, 172 and one interception. 11 for 19, 131 from one interception. 16 for 30, 232, two TDs and one interception. That's the garbage that we saw from Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs. So we're gonna knock Brock Purdy for going 2-0 in his starts and going 37 of 59 for 546 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, with a rating of over 109. We're going to nitpick that as a rookie. What are we doing? Enjoy what you saw. See what happens this offseason. The Niners love him. Why can't he get better? Why? Rookies get better in a good system like that. It was a flash in the pan? I don't see it that way. I see it that he's a smart kid. So he's a system quarterback. So what if he plays the next 10 years in Kyle Shanahan's system with Kyle Shanahan? Who gives a shit? Who cares? He's not going to go in a run and shoot offense. He's not going to go where they bomb the ball every play. He's going to play within this Niner system. So if he's good at it, great. Stop moving the goalposts. Stop trying to nitpick what he has in this guy's game, what he has in his game. Is Trey Lance more physically gifted? Sure. Did people not get it right in the draft? Sure. So people thought Jamarcus Russell was going to be great in the draft because the pundits didn't think Purdy was going to be. It matters. Like, give me a break, man. I'm so sick of it. I know people are looking for clicks and things to talk about. They want people to pay attention to them. And it's June. I got to engage people with content. It's bullshit. He did a good job. The future's bright. Let's see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.